Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for September the 4th. Today's devotion is entitled, Whatever Your Hand Finds to Do. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. Solomon continued his study of life under the sun, limiting his observations to the physical world. From this earthly perspective, the grave, Sheol, marked the end of all human activity. No more work, planning, or wisdom could be pursued there. Therefore, Solomon urged his readers to make the most of the present moment, working with all their might while they still had life and strength. Solomon did not address life beyond the sun, the fuller reality of eternal reward or judgment, since his perspective here was under the veil of mortality. Yet even from that vantage point, there was wisdom. Diligence is encouraged because death ends all opportunity for labor. Both moral and spiritual duties should be done with vigor since they cannot be performed after death. Are you feeling lazy and lethargic today? Ecclesiastes reminds us that life is fleeting, and our opportunities to serve the Lord will one day come to an end. What has God placed in our hands today? Whether it is our daily work, family responsibilities, or kingdom service, let us do it with all our might. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Jesus gave a similar exhortation when he said, "We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work." Our day is the span of earthly life God has granted us. The night is death, when earthly opportunities cease. Knowing this, we should not waste our days on meaningless pursuits, but finish this life serving Christ wholeheartedly. Let's pray. Dear Father, help us to use every day and every task as an opportunity to glorify you. Keep us from idleness or distraction, and give us strength to do all that our hands find to do with joy and diligence. May we finish our earthly race serving you with all our heart. In Jesus' name, amen.